What's up, y'all? This is Holy Water. This is Hellfire.
We're back again, guys. We're trying to go live, and we're trying to make this so private, y'all. So y'all gotta work with us, okay? Y'all gotta work with us. Today, we're gonna be doing the Side Chick Edition. We need time to go live so that we can give y'all an idea of what we're doing here. We're gonna have a little conversation with a side chick. Past tense side chick. Okay. So that's what it's gonna be about, y'all. So y'all log in, get ready.
Call in. With your comments, questions, or concerns.
Yes, and our call in number is 712-770-8020.
Extension code
274-787. Y'all got that? If you didn't get it, go to my Facebook page. Everything is there, okay? Did you volunteer to be a side chick, or were you just kind of tricked into becoming a side chick?
No, I was definitely tricked into being a side chick.
So what you're saying is you met a guy. Was he married or was he dating?
He was actually, the story was.
Okay, tell us the story.
The story was he was married, but separated and getting a divorce.
Ooh. Okay. That's what he said, right?
That's what he said. Yeah. So, I mean, because we were friends.
Okay.
Supposedly, allegedly.
Okay.
Friends don't lie.
Friends, so, they shouldn't lie, but a lot of friends do lie.
Yeah.
Right, each other, yeah.
So, we had known each other for a while. We do this thing that everybody do nowadays. We met on social media. So, we became friends. And, you know, he told me he was married, was separated, getting a divorce. But, you know, that wasn't the case.
That was not the case. So let me ask you this. Are you in it for the thrill or the desire of being a side chick? Do you like him? Do you want to be with him? Or what?
Not anymore.
Okay.
But unfortunately, I fell so, so, so in love with that man.
So you fell in love with someone else's husband, correct?
Yeah, I wanted to take her husband, actually.
And that was So you fell in love with him before you found out he was married?
Yeah, I fell in love with her before I found out that he was married. And then after I found out he was married, I mean, you can't cut feelings off. Like, who does that?
Right,
and I still
right.
wanted to take her husband because I was in love with him. Like, that's what it is.
Right. And so, with him being married, what made you fall in love with him, knowing that he had someone else? Did you actually believe that you could take this woman's husband? Did you have that in your mind? Be honest.
Yeah, because I thought he was getting a divorce. Like, I actually believed that because we were friends and we were friends for a while. So I believed that. Like, he played this game with me. We talked all the time. I never heard his wife. I never. You know, because the story's about to get interesting. I never, you know, she was never around. So, you know, I believed him.
Right, right. Okay, I understand. I understand how that can happen. Holy Water, what do you have to, you have any questions?
Well, I just want to kind of piggyback and just say this. You know, we're not judging. We're just being transparent. We're being real. These are things that we can't talk about openly. And it's happened to a lot of us.
Right.
It's even happened to me. I was younger. I actually met a guy that was married. I didn't know he was married at the time, and he didn't expose that to me, but later on I found out. So I didn't call it off.
Okay.
I decided to stay in the relationship, thinking like every woman does, you know, eventually he'll leave, he'll
right.
be with me, you know.
Right.
And I found myself in the bathroom one day wanting to cut my wrist because he left me.
Are you serious? Back.
Yes, because, you know, the wife always wins, right?
Right. Right.
You know the wife is
going to
win.
Well, yeah, most of the time the wife wins, but I don't agree with that because I know several situations where the wife ends up losing.
Oh, really?
Yes, I do. They end up leaving their wives for their side chick because a lot of times the wives are just there due to committed situations. Mm-hmm. And the side chick normally is someone they fall in love with. So a lot of times they leave their wives once those kids get of age and they finish school and they just out of there.
So, and here's the thing.
And listen, I don't condone the side chick thing, but can we talk?
Yeah, we're going to talk. And let's be
honest. Yeah, let's be honest.
Okay, so what you got to say about that? What you got to say about that?
That was his story. Mm-hmm. After I found out that he was married, and when he finally told me the truth, mm-hmm. that he was sticking in there until his son got married, and then he was going to leave her if I could just hang in there till then.
Until his son graduated. So,
yeah.
He said,
and how long was that going to be?
His son just graduated and just went to prom, but come to find out, all the other side chicks was coming out.
Oh, wait a minute.
Okay, so wait a minute. So he's a husband with mistress, bitches, and hoes.
Right, yeah. Several.
Several.
So the,
only,
oh no.
Wait, but oh, only no. Because he's way far away, miles away.
So he doesn't live here in the city.
He doesn't live here. Okay. And only because I wouldn't sit at home and be a good little
side chick
bitch.
Oh, he wants you to be a good side chick.
So what you're saying is he lives out of the city, but he wanted you to sit at home even after you found out he was married.
Yeah.
And you decided not to do that. So he had an issue. So he wanted to control and manipulate you out of the state.
Yes.
Wow. Does that happen? Like, does that happen? Does the man, y'all, let's talk about it. Does the man try to control the side chick? Does he get to tell her what to do? I mean, do you do it?
I mean, no, hey, I need somebody to call in because this is the first time this ever happened.
The only way that shit happened, yeah. Where a man controls your ass and he's out of state, is if you allow his ass to control you. Right. This is hellfire talking, y'all. I don't believe in that shit. A man can't control me unless I allow him to control me. Do you get what I'm saying? Can we talk?
Exactly.
Can we
exactly.
talk, Ladybug? Can we talk?
Well, damn. Exactly. I should have called you a long time ago.
You goddamn right you should have.
Broke into pieces. Shit.
Honey, let me tell you something.
So actually, you fell in love.
Yes.
Are you still in love with him now?
I'm not
honest.
In love.
Let's be honest. Hey, this
tell
is
the truth.
This is holy water and hellfire. This is no judgment.
I mean, I'm not in love with him anymore.
But
I'm,
your heart, you feel the damage.
Yeah, I'm definitely
the
yeah,
damage.
I'm
So you're a recovering side chick.
Yes, I'm recovering. And I'm done. Like, I'm done with him. Like, he done.
Okay.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I done moved on. I got another boo. He's probably tuning in. Hey, baby.
Hey, baby. You tuning in?
Okay. So, listen.
So, is he married or not? Is he married or not?
Baby, put you on blast.
So, what rule? So, listen. Here's the rule. It's almost impossible now to figure out if a man is mad. But then I do background checks. So they got this app.
Yeah,
you know,
tell them about the app, Holy Water.
Yes, honey. So they have this app, and it's called Being Verified. You can pay $14.99. Girls, if y'all need some help, inbox me, charge you $5. I'll tell you everything you need to know about it.
And you really want to do it, I promise you. She saved me from being locked in a basement because this dude... What was his thing?
He had kidnapped somebody.
Are
you kidding me?
I swear.
Yes.
You really want to do this.
She had me running and he had kidnapped somebody.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God. And you was dating a kidnapper? Girl.
Yes. And he was like, come here, please. Or I'm going to come there. She ran him.
Yeah.
You really want
he
to have this
so
inbox her right now.
Yeah, inbox me. Y'all. This is Holy Water. Y'all can catch me at Katrina Living Testimony or just inbox me at Holy Water Hellfire on Facebook, y'all.
Yeah, and she's going to tell you everything you need to know. Y'all, let me tell you
$5.
Something. Ladies, y'all need to do a background check on everybody. God
exactly.
damn it. Everybody.
You do. You need to check his background. You need to find out if he's married.
Mm-hmm.
You need to know his credit. You need to swab him on the first date.
You damn right.
You know what I mean? So, and then speaking of that, to our mystery guest, how long did you know him before you had sex with him?
Mm-hmm. Great question, Holy Water.
We had known each other for probably over a year and a half before we had sex.
Okay, I'm going to piggyback on that question.
All right.
So, how long after you knew him, knowing he was married, that you stopped using protection? Because it happens. Now, can we talk?
We can talk.
Let's talk then.
Because,
be honest.
Because we used condoms every time. But I ain't gonna lie, there was one time.
You know,
she got good.
That one
got
time.
Good.
It happened.
So, I mean, it was. What was the question?
Well, the question was.
Yeah, you heard
how
question.
Long after did you guys use condoms? Did not use
did
condoms.
Did not use condoms.
It was probably
couple of weeks, a month, 2 months.
Well, after we was together?
Yeah.
No, it was because we were friends. If you remember, we were friends first.
Okay.
So after
you
we,
trusted him enough. To,
yeah.
Okay.
So I mean, it was a few years, you know, because we didn't have sex at first. We were friends. So
for a while.
Yeah.
So you had
a
mental connection.
Yeah. It was definitely that. That's why he was able to mentally fuck me over first.
Oh, so he was a mind masseuse, and he got in your brain and made it act like a thought too.
Fucked me first.
And so that's the thing, because if a person mentally breaks you down, then they control the whole body. So it then really doesn't have anything. And this is what we just want to help y'all. A lot of wives are probably listening in too. We're wives. Some of us have
I'm
big wives. Ex,
I'm an ex-wife. Okay. Hellfire.
So here it is, y'all. We've all either been a side chick before, or we've been on the other side of it. And what I want to say to the wives out there is, there are a lot of women who are being called names, whores, sluts, different things like that, because they have slept with your husband, or you know that they're sleeping with other people's husbands. But we have to put a lot of the blame on the husband, y'all.
Come on.
Because
now.
if he hadn't approached her, there was no way they could have ended up in bed with each other. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So a lot of people have this stereotype, oh, she's a hoe. A hoe means that you're having sex with multiple people. I don't think a whore means
a hoe means more than one.
More than one.
Right.
So some people are only with that one guy.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
So she just happened to be victimized.
Manipulated.
And she was made a side chick by default.
Yes.
So there is a such thing as side chick by default, because once your feelings are involved, I don't care. I'm a praying woman. I believe in all that.
Amen. Pray.
But pray can't pray that away. Pray ain't prayed that away.
I couldn't pray that
away. Some things, you know, it's just kind of, you know, it is what it is.
And like you said, we do have to start blaming a man, because it's not just about the women. Because most of the time it starts with just a little flirting, friendship. Both parties know where it would go. You know, but also they don't use better judgment. And so sometimes mentally you can't control how you feel because you have a great, great, strong connection. The chemistry, the connection. And you know when you know it's real. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And holy water, like we talk about all the time.
Yes.
We know that there are other people's husbands.
Tied up. Soulmates
that's
tied
my,
up.
That's our
man. That's my man
you married to, goddammit.
Let's just be clear. What we're saying is someone can be married to your soulmate. Okay?
I definitely agree with
someone
that.
Someone can be married to your soulmate because they got married for... She got pregnant,
kids.
Got married for the money, had nothing to do with God. Y'all just jumped in the relationship. You saw at the club, a booty big, you know, to get out of injections and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm. I want some injections.
Girl, we got to get her.
I want some injections. I want the real injections. Go back to the lesson at hand.
Okay, so it is possible for a person, and the world is so messed up. I'm going to just tell you, the world is so messed up. We're all so messed up. You got a man over here trapped in the marriage because he don't want to be there, but
right.
She won't let him go.
Right.
Because you're going to pay these bills. She's
right.
Not going to work. But you know that wasn't your man. God didn't assign that man to you. Release these people.
Can we say that again?
Release these people.
Release these people.
So here's the thing. If you have a husband and you are telling him, you can't leave me, you're going to pay these bills, I'm going to take all your 401k and your 5C3 and your ABC, then you know damn well he don't want to be with you.
Right.
Ladies, help yourself. If the man doesn't want you, let him go.
Let him go.
And we won't have to be worried about these side chicks. Now, for these side chicks, let me tell you.
Wait.
Come on, yeah,
because
this is your interview.
You know what? I wasn't a hoe. I was faithful to my man.
You were faithful to your side chick?
to your side man.
To my side man.
He was your homie.
You was a faithful side chick.
I might have been a side chick, and I didn't know I was a side chick at first, but I was faithful to him. We might have been miles and miles away, but I was faithful to him. I swear, I'm a faithful woman, and I didn't know that he was married. I mean, I knew he was married at first, but I thought
No, you didn't know at first.
I mean, I did know he was married.
He was separated.
So I really thought that we were going to get together, we were going to be together. But like I said, I thought that we were going to, you know, he was leaving his wife, we were going to get together. I was faithful to that man. He did me in.
Did he?
Yeah.
You know what?
He broke my heart. I swear he did.
I'm so sorry. But after you found out he was married, let me ask you this. Why you didn't leave his ass? Because, hey, now you know he's married. He told you, you found out. Let me say that. But you continued to still see him knowing that he was married. So why did you make that decision? Technically, you hurt yourself.
I did because my heart was, I had that soul tied and I couldn't let him go.
So, and that's the thing, your soul was tied to him. And that's a big issue because once you have sex with a man, the sex is, his penetrates your soul. And that's where those soul ties come in. And it's hard to break those. You know what I mean?
Right.
And it's very hard when you're emotionally and mentally caught up in someone. And he's the perfect guy for you. He was just married.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That happens.
Right.
Let's just be honest.
He was.
You know, a lot of women, and I've talked and we've done a lot of research, guys. We talked to women who are in this position. And I just want to say this. I heard The Real say that they did an interview about side chicks, and someone made the comment, oh, they do that when they're young. Side chicks are 20. No, baby. I know side chicks that are 40 and up. Mm-hmm. I know side chicks that are 50 and 60. Some of the people that I know of. So there's no limit to this. You know what I mean?
Right. No
people
limit.
People get caught up. You just get caught up. I pray I don't.
Right.
You know what I mean? But that is something very hard to get out of, especially when the man isn't being honest. And y'all were friends. So you trusted him.
I did.
You know?
My mama trusted him.
Your mama, girl. He was around the family.
My mama, I had to tell him to stop texting my mama because my mama was in love with him too. What you mean?
Oh, girl, so he manipulated the whole family.
He manipulated my mama, my daughter.
So how did this end? How did y'all end it?
I told him, don't. Just leave me alone.
After how long? Well, okay, stop right there. You said you told him to leave you alone. You can leave his ass alone right around. Can we talk?
Yeah, I can. Yes, I could. You know how many times I've blocked him, deleted his number, went back in that text message where he contacted me initially, got his number,
found the number again,
and contacted him again. But I mean, I knew he wasn't good for me. He wasn't right for me.
But your soul was already tied.
Yeah, so I had to just let him go because he wasn't right.
So let me ask you this: once you found out he was married, was there some type of jealousy, knowing that he was back with his wife? Like, did you get insecure, a little jealous? Like, why does he have to be with her? You know, why he can't be with me?
Why he can't be mine?
Yeah, and when you couldn't talk to him, would you feel some kind of way? Like,
I would, because he would talk to me on the weekdays, and that's how I started to catch on.
Because he wouldn't talk on weekends.
He wouldn't talk on the weekends. He'd have a problem during the weekdays, you know,
if I
do stuff, but on the weekends, he's not available. He MIA.
Only on the weekends or after certain hours during the week as well?
No, because of his profession, he's able to talk
all day.
Yeah, in certain hours.
Holy water, you have a question?
So, yeah, you asked. I was asking you about the time limit, and she asked you the question. How did you figure out, you know, y'all talk during the week and not after hours and on the weekends?
So there were signs, right?
There were signs, but you know, when you
so caught up in love,
caught up, you just ignore them.
I mean, yeah, you do, because let me be honest. Can I be honest?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so in my past, I've been holy water, like you said, a side chick by default, and I'm not going to make this very long, but at the end of the day, I did get so deeply involved that I was so deeply in love to the point where I did not want to let go, even knowing the situation, but I knew that the person that I was involved with in my past, I honestly knew that he was definitely in love with me. You know what I'm saying? Because not only can you tell a person that they're in love with you by their actions, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's not what they say, it's what they do.
Yeah.
And I can understand, like, how can you be so in love with me and still stay with that person? But again, like Holy Water stated, they stay in their situation due to circumstantial situations, you know, kids, finances, commitment, bills, and things like that. So it got to a point where I was like, hey, Bridget, you deserve so much better. You need to let this shit go. Even though it feels so right, but you know, it goes back to say, how can something be so wrong but feel so right?
Right, right. You know, and one of the things too, when I asked, we did like an interview with a couple of guys, and I asked the question, can a man be married? And I asked a group of men, because we're going to have a live podcast at an event.
We asked over 500 men this question.
Yes, and the question was, can a man be married to his wife and be in love with another woman? And most of the men said yes. And it happens more than we want to admit. I honestly believe a marriage license is the only thing that never expires. You know what I mean?
Right.
It never expires. Not only do men get tired in their marriage, women get tired in their marriage too.
Right.
And I think that a lot of marriages are suffering because they feel confined, trapped. Mm. People who are really in love in the beginning, let's be real, we're all grown, we're mature. You're only going to be in love for about six months.
Oh, 5 years. Yeah. Not even five years. You're only in love for a couple of months.
But you can only love passionately for a couple of months, because after the dopamine is released in the brain, that's a chemical reaction, men get bored.
Right.
And that's the makeup of a man.
Right.
That's how he's made up. And so they are physical. When they see other women, they want it.
Right.
That's how they were created. Talk to your creator about it. They were made to procreate.
Right.
They say, I didn't do that.
Yeah.
But because somebody came along and said, okay, you're going to marry this one woman. You're going to get a piece of paper. And you're going to stay married to this person for the rest of your life. People are like, oh, my God.
The rest of my life is a very long
time. That's a very long time.
Right.
So a lot of people marry and they don't commit.
Yeah.
So if you're not ready to commit, don't get married.
Don't do it,
Why do y'all get married?
Because, like
cheat?
You said, though, but you just said it, Holy Water. You said they get married due to circumstantial situations, due to commitments, due to kids, due to bills. And a lot of guys out there are really great guys, even though they cheat.
Yeah.
They're just cheating. And you mentioned the word dopamine. For those that don't know what dopamine is, it's a chemical reaction that the body releases. Is equivalent to cocaine. And that's why you feel that you're so in love and you're excited for the first 3 months. But that dies after the first 7 to 10, after the 7th or 10th time of
having sex, it disappears.
It disappears. So you wonder, like, why I don't feel that way anymore. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because that chemical has decreased so much to now it's just normal. You know, it's like a new car.
Yeah. You get tired.
Yeah, you get tired. Yeah, it's gone. It's gone. You don't want it. You don't care for it anymore.
And not only men and women do that too.
Yeah, we do. Okay? Yeah.
We all have that dopamine in our brain and that chemical reaction. So we can be with someone and get bored and get tired and not want to be with them anymore.
Right.
And we have to be so, why is it such a big difference with women and men? Why is it that men can have 5 and 6 women, but if a woman has 5 or 6 men, why are we considered hoes?
Yeah, you a hoe. Straight out the door.
Why? You know what I mean?
I mean, that's the way the world has it set up.
That's the way the world has it
men,
set up.
You know, like we talked about before, Holy Water, men in other countries have 5, 6, 7 wives.
They do.
But in America, they cannot.
And in the Old Testament, they did, too.
In the Old Testament, they did.
For the spiritual folk.
Yeah, exactly. They did.
They had multiple wives.
Right.
And so, you know, and I say, hey, you can have as many wives as you can take care of. That's my philosophy.
Yeah, it ain't tricking if you got it.
Okay. So, here's the thing. Most of the time, men cheat and it's good. It's excited. We're meeting out of town. We're doing all this stuff. Ooh, baby, I love you. But as soon as the wife find out, they shut you down.
Baby, as soon as the wife find out, they shut you down.
So does he really love you to shut you down like that?
No, I think he does.
Have you been shut down like that before?
He never shut you down.
Because the wife never found out.
He called me last night.
But did the wife ever find out?
Nah, I don't think she ever found out.
Okay, so he had no reason, Holy Water, to shut her down.
Okay.
The only time they shut you down is if the wife finds out. Yeah.
Right.
But they shut you down temporarily.
And pick you back up. Oh, okay.
Because at the end of the day, they only shutting you down to calm that situation down.
Right, right.
No, you know what I'm saying? Never shut me down.
And I'm going to say, Some men may shut you down forever, you know what I'm saying? But a lot of men shut you down on temporary to shut that situation down.
So if you had to do this all over again, if you met him in the future, when you meet men, mm-hmm. and the guy says, I'm married, but I'm separated, is that a sign, a red flag for you to say, oh no, you know what, I went down this road, I'm not going to do this again, or are you going to dive in again?
I'm in that situation right now.
Oh gosh.
You in that situation right now.
Wait a minute. Hold on.
So, I mean, because I'm just about being real. I'm going to be
honest. Yeah, be honest. That's what this show is about. Let's talk about it.
I'm in this situation right now, but so the person I'm in the situation with, he's been separated for a long time.
Okay. So why do people stay separated for a long time when it don't cost but $100 and something to divorce?
Well, it's just... It's different circumstances.
Oh, unless they have property and stuff like that.
It's different circumstances.
Hello?
Do we have a call on the line, y'all?
Do we have a call on the line? Okay.
Okay.
Hi, we're doing good. How are you? Hold on 1 second. Y'all, we have a call on the line.
We have a caller, y'all. We have a caller.
Caller, do you have a question?
I do. Your guest mentioned a different circumstance. I was curious as to what that circumstance was.
Okay, so the caller is asking what was the circumstance. So what is the circumstance with the new person that you're seeing now?
Is that the question, caller?
That's the question.
That is the question.
It's just a different circumstance.
Okay, don't get all shy now.
So what is the difference with the
circumstance right now?
I mean, it's just a different circumstance with him and his, him and his ex, so.
Do you want her to explain the circumstance?
They've been separated a very long time.
Can I explain the circumstance for?
Oh, sure. okay, so the caller's on the line. Hold on 1 second, y'all. The caller's on the line, and he wants to explain the circumstance. Okay, go ahead and explain, caller.
All right. So the circumstance is this. I don't know how many of you ladies are single parents, but this gentleman that she's with now was thrust into single parenthood and has been a single parent for 7 years. Now, one of the hosts, I don't know which one of you it was, but you mentioned, you know, a divorce only costs, you know, $100. Well, in reality, a divorce cost with kids costs $3,500.
Okay.
And when her new boyfriend, who has custody of the kids, has not been able to raise that $3,500 to take care of the kids with no support.
Okay.
So that now that he has found what he thinks is a woman of his dreams, this man is going to be scrimping and saving so that he can take care of matters that should have been taken care of a long time ago.
Okay, well, y'all heard that. So it is different circumstances. So his situation, y'all, for y'all that didn't hear it, is he is the father of the kids. He has custody of his kids, and it's going to cost him a couple of thousand to get the divorce. So that's the situation. Her new boyfriend situation.
Right.
That cares about her deeply. So, you know, I want y'all to know that side chicks can get chosen, okay?
Yeah, exactly. So, and go ahead.
And what we want to do, y'all, we're going to do a GoFundMe. So we're going to put it on the page, and we want y'all to donate so we can get this man a divorce. You hear me?
You need a divorce, Carla. Carla, what's your situation, Carla, if I may
That's
ask?
What you said.
Carla, are you there?
Okay, I think we lost him. So, y'all, that's what we're going to do. So, I'm thinking that the caller was the new boyfriend, y'all.
Yes,
to the woman of his dreams.
To the woman of his dreams.
Yes.
Which is our side chick.
Yes,
right.
Yes.
Now.
I'm hey, side chick.
So for all of y'all judging over there, see, Jesus will work it out.
Won't he do it? Won't he do it?
You can't be tricked, but you will come up.
No. You can't be tricked, but you will be chosen.
You will be chosen.
Yeah,
right.
There you go.
Yeah.
If I don't trick, you'll get a treat.
Right.
Trick or treat, y'all.
Well, you know, you guys, we thank y'all for tuning in with us. This has been the Side Chick Edition. I don't know if you have anything else you want to add, but y'all, that caller just killed it, honey.
Yes,
we had a caller.
Yes, we had,
I don't know if either one of you have anything.
I have one last statement.
Okay.
For all you husbands that have side chicks, you, in order to keep your side chick, you got to take care of them just like you take care of your wife. And also, we are not side chicks. I believe we both on the side. Bitch, you on the left, I'm on the right. We are both on, you on that side, I'm on the other side.
And when he cheat on both of us.
And when he cheat on both of us, okay? But let me tell you one thing, too. Side chicks do have benefits, because I know when I wasn't going in without winning. You know what I'm saying? That's the whole thing. If I'm a cheat with you and you got to, well, I don't cheat with men. You know, that's not my goal. Let me be clear.
That's not your claim to fame.
This y'all. That ain't my claim to fame. But let's be real. Can we talk?
Yes.
This shit do happen.
It happens.
Yeah, it has happened. Right. You know what I'm saying? But that ain't my goal. Because I am a wife. Right. Well, I was a wife. Okay?
Right.
So at the end of the day, I'm just saying, if I am messing around with someone who I don't know is married and then find out they're married, it's definitely going to have to benefit me. That's all I got to say. I'm
and from holy like water, y'all, I try to stay away from the married men, because even in hanging out, most of the men that are out are married men. A lot of men that approach me aren't married, okay?
Mm-hmm.
They don't wear rings. They don't tell you. They walk up to you in broad daylight.
They don't wear rings, holy water.
They don't. And so there's no way of really knowing, you know what I mean? So wives, make your man wear his ring or keep him at home. Do something with him.
But they don't want his dad on.
Yeah. I don't understand it, but they're out more than the single guys. So there's a lot of single women. I have a lot of very successful single friends who have gotten caught up in situations with married men. One, because they didn't tell them. Two, it's just every time you go somewhere to hang out, they're only married men out. Where the single men at? They're out. We got to go to the prince.
Oh, shit.
But I'm going to just tell you, a good way to check, just look for that shiny spot on their finger, because they done took their ring off.
Girl, some of them
got a tan. Look for the tan.
The tan line, the shiny spot, because they done took it off. They done left it in that car.
Yeah, but some of them don't wear it.
Yeah, some of them don't wear it.
They don't even have that. So, you know, like I said, y'all, I do want to say that this show has been sponsored by Salons on the Lake. Mm-hmm. Okay, right here in Pearland, Texas. Y'all go online, www.salonsonthelake.com. Located at 2817 Miller Ranch Road, Pearland, Texas. I wanted to add that. And also, we have Get Body Sculpting in the back, where we're snatching waste and whitening your teeth. Okay?
Yes,
so,
yes.
Holy Water and Hellfire doing multiple things. Y'all check us out, all right?
And I'm sorry.
Go to our Instagram page. Check us out on Instagram.
Also, let us know if you have a topic that you would like for us to discuss. Please follow us on Holy Water and Hellfire on Facebook. You can follow us on Instagram at Katrina
Living Testimony.
Living Testimony. That's Facebook.
Facebook.
Yeah, on Instagram.
It's Katrina Living Testimony as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
Bridget B. Glam Williams on Facebook and B. Glam on Instagram. We would love to hear your concerns and comments. And we are out. Again, I am Hellfire. Our guest was Ladybug. And also we have
Holy Water.
See you soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye.